deal to avert a shutdown.
We reached an agreement in principle.
President makes his case in Texas.
We need the wall, and it has to be built.
Snow and ice roll into the east.
I just hope to stay home. It's looking pretty bad.
This is the CBS World News Roundup, presented by Capital One.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. President Trump rallied supporters in El Paso as negotiators in Washington struck a tentative deal on border money that could avert a second government shutdown. But as we hear from CBS's Major Garrett, it falls short of what the White House has been demanding.
Walls save tremendous numbers of lives.
President Trump praised his long-promised border wall in El Paso, Texas.
Today, we started a big, beautiful wall.
And highlighted the construction of a 14-mile barrier that was approved by Congress last year. As the president preached in El Paso,
we reached an agreement in principle.
Republican negotiators in Congress agreed to far less in border wall funding. According to a congressional aide, the deal includes nearly $1.4 billion for physical barriers, including 55 miles of border fencing, but no wall. Negotiators seemed optimistic it's a deal the president will sign.
Does the White House support this?
We think so. We hope so.
But Mr. Trump also noted the previous shutdown was worth it.
That was a very important thing we did.
As Mr. Trump rallied supporters, less than a quarter mile away, former Congressman Beto O'Rourke, a potential Democratic 2020 contender, held a simultaneous counter rally.
Walls do not save lives.
O'Rourke disputed the president's claim that the border barrier had made a difference in crime in El Paso.
The U.S. cities of the U.S.-Mexico border are far safer than the U.S. cities deeper in the interior of the United States of America.
Well, now to Richmond, CBS's Ed O'Keefe reports one of the women who accuses Virginia's lieutenant governor of sexual assault will be heard from today.
Dr. Vanessa Tyson is scheduled to appear at a Stanford University event later today. Long scheduled, about the Me Too movement. She is one of two women who've accused Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax of sexual assault, allegations he strongly denies. The two accusers both say any delay to potential impeachment proceedings only allows them to be, quote, further victimized.
And the other accuser's lawyer urged lawmakers to move forward with a public hearing on Fairfax. There's been an apology from freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. The Minnesota Democrat and one of two Muslim women serving in Congress had tweeted support for Israel in Washington had been bought and paid for. It drew fire from both parties and a rebuke from House Speaker Pelosi. CBS's Nancy Cordes on Capitol Hill.
Omar said that she never meant to injure or hurt her constituents, particularly her Jewish constituents. This apology comes after she issued a pair of tweets over the weekend suggesting that AIPAC, the pro-Israel lobbying group, has bought the support of her colleagues.
Omar has supported a movement that calls for boycotts aimed at Israel. Retired astronaut Mark Kelly says he's running to finish John McCain's term in the U.S. Senate from Arizona. Kelly is a top Democratic recruit to challenge Republican Senator Martha McSally, who was appointed to the seat last year. Kelly is married to former Congresswoman Gabby Giffords. Flight delays and cancellations are stacking up in the east as a big storm system is on the move from the upper Midwest. CBS's Don Daler says it's packing snow and ice.
It's a complete mess.
Heavy snow and ice created havoc on the roads.
Slipping and sliding. I have to drive slow like a turtle.
Overturned cars littered interstates across the Midwest.
It don't matter what you're driving, you could end up in the ditch.
It's going to be a mess pretty much everywhere.
New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has declared a state of emergency. Nearly 1,400 salt and plow trucks are on the roads across New Jersey and New York.
I can't take any more snow.
It's wet, sloppy, heavy.
In the Pacific Northwest, where this massive storm began, emergency vehicles were forced to push buses that became trapped after days of snowfall in Seattle.
This is actually probably the worst I've seen.
And the city's homeless are struggling to stay warm when the shelters close.
Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan is meeting in Iraq with U.S. military commanders and government leaders. CBS's Cammie McCormick in Baghdad.
Shanahan says he's hoping to talk to the Iraqis about the U.S. presence here and what can be done to enhance the Iraqi security. There are still pockets of ISIS here. And on the way ahead, he said he wants to hear about their concerns, the political dynamics here, and that, he says, will obviously factor into U.S. planning.
Well, here at home, there will be talks today in Denver to try to end a teacher's strike that began yesterday. Susanna Cordova is the superintendent.
I want to get this done now.
So I'm very happy that we'll be back at the table.
A 22-year-old Massachusetts woman who told her suicidal boyfriend to commit suicide in text messages spent her first night behind bars last night. Michelle Carter had been free after her involuntary manslaughter conviction but lost state appeals. The case could be headed to the Supreme Court. Five members of an East Texas family were found dead in their home. All had been shot and killed, says Polk County Deputy Byron Lyons.
A husband and a wife, their great-grandchild, their daughter-in-law, and her husband.
Police are not looking for suspects but have not called it a murder-suicide either. Newly released video of a 2017 arrest in the Phoenix area has police defending their tactics. Images show Johnny Wheatcroft handcuffed after a traffic stop. One officer kicks him. The other uses a stun gun. Wheatcroft's attorney has filed a lawsuit.
Mr. Wheatcroft was tased approximately 11 times, including once in the testicles, after his pants were intentionally pulled down.
Well, scientists say they're getting a better handle on some of the many mysteries of Stonehenge. We're live in London with CBS's Vicky Barker.
It may be 5,000 years old, but new radiocarbon dating of other stone circles in Europe suggests Stonehenge was actually an outpost of a religion or culture that sprang up in northwest France 2,000 years before. But was it the people who made that migration, or a religion that traveled across the English Channel, the way Christianity spread from its Middle Eastern birthplace? One of Stonehenge's many unanswered questions, Steve.
A Delaware jury has awarded a bucket of money to a former KFC worker who said she was demoted because she needed time and space to pump breast milk. $1.5 million in damages awarded there. An iconic doll has a new look, as we hear from CBS's Matt Piper.
Here comes Barbie, and she has a prosthetic leg. Mattel, which makes the popular doll, announced the newest member of its Barbie Fashionista lineup, which features a doll in a wheelchair with a prosthetic leg and others with different skin tones and body types. For the new Barbie, the designers worked with wheelchair experts and the UCLA Mattel Children's Hospital, as well as a 12-year-old who started a Change.org petition about 3 years ago to get American Girl to make dolls with limb indifferences. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Might not be long before we see that doll and other toys in Toys R Us stores. Once again, the executive who hopes to revive the company says there could be freestanding stores and shops within existing retail spots by the holiday season. Toys R Us liquidated under Chapter 11 2 years ago. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.